We're talking once again with Bob Culp of Culps of Stratford, and the last time we've talked about ways to insulate existing houses with isonine spray foam insulation and the order that makes the most economic sense in doing that insulation. Just kind of briefly go over that once again, Bob.
We had talked about the least expensive way to get to an old house is to insulate the attic, and then the second is to go to the crawl space, and the third is the walls. Kind of counterintuitive. A lot of people say my walls are cold, I want to insulate that, but really if you put the cap on, the boots on, and then put the jacket on in that order, that's the most economical way.
As your mother used to say, you still lose the most heat through your head, don't you?
Absolutely, yep. And put the cap on and you don't get a cold out there.
A lot of condensation problems in some older homes out there now. Is this something isonine can deal with?
Absolutely. Isonine basically keeps warm, moist building air in its place, and it keeps it from meeting a cold surface where it can condense and make a wet surface. And that's really important because, you know, if you have a wet surface that is either paper or wood or any kind of a biodegradable product, you've got mold spores that are flying around all over in the air that are going to hook to that, and you can have the potential for mold growth. So that's really why condensation is a big problem. Is because of mold growth, and it also is indicative of heat loss if you've got a surface that's cold enough to be condensing.
I know one thing, and we've talked about this before, but just to reiterate, and that is old spray foam insulations used to shrink away when they aged, but what about isonine?
Absolutely, that's a good point. Back in the day, I mean 25, 30 years ago, there was a lot of foam products out in the market, formaldehyde-based products, and really a lot of issues with the spray foams. Isonine has a 20-plus year track record of producing a very good product that doesn't shrink and really is just, has been a very good product. But you're right, there have been a lot of false starts in the foam industry, and that's why we chose a product that had the track record.
Now, if they'd like more information or a free customized proposal, how do they go about it?
They can call me at 800-285-2917. My email address is bob.culp@culproof.com. They can stop by at the office, which is 2.5 miles east of Stratford on Highway 153. And again, the 800 number is 800-285-2917.